Well. Hello, everybody. This is DJ B Wise from the DJ B Wise Motivation Show, aka Motivation and Things Podcast. I hope you all have been doing well. I have been extremely busy with work, like project on project crazy. So I haven't been able to be back on with you all like I wanted to be. But I'm back again. I know I'll be leaving y'all astray, but then I do come back because I do love doing this for you all. But I'm back. An important topic that needs to happen. Two topics I will be doing. Not on this specific podcast right here, but DKP Wise is finna go sports talk for you all. But with some motivation. So I hope some athletes that are in college, they may be wanting to enter into the professional leagues, will listen to this podcast. This podcast is for you. If you know, I live in Memphis, Tennessee, where the NBA team, the Memphis Grizzlies, they are our NBA team. We have one of the youngest teams in the NBA. So we've had a couple incidents with a couple of our players that DKB Wise will be discussing. So for this episode, my first topic is going to be DKB Wise, keep it real moment. Don't let your ego mess up your coins. In regards to our former Grizzly player, Dylan Brooks. Stay tuned. I will share this knowledge with you. Okay, as I said, the topic for this one is, this is going to be an extended moment. It's not going to be in a typical 3 to 10 minutes. It might go to 20, 30, who knows? But you know, when I get to my keep it real moments, I am keeping it real. It's called DKB Wise Keep It Real Moments. Don't let your ego mess up your coins in regards to the Grizzlies player, former Grizzlies player, Dylan Brooks. Okay, so Dylan Brooks was, his role on the Grizzlies, Memphis Grizzlies, was to be a defensive player, mostly on the team. He was a starter as well, mostly. He's been on the team the longest. I think Dylan has been on the team for 6 years, I believe. Well, he's been the longest Grizzlies player. I'm not that big of a sports person. I love sports, but I don't know all the history and all of that stuff like that. But I will say, he was the oldest one on our team that we have. I think he's 27 years old. I'm 26, so he's only a year older than me. But, so the thing with Dylan, because I have a thing with him. Last year in the playoffs, the Grizzlies, we did really well. I would give us our claps and snaps and kudos for doing well last year. We made it to the second round of the playoffs. And we were going against the Golden Flaker Warriors, because I cannot stand Steph Curry. I can't stand the Warriors, but I also can't stand the Lakers as well. But so we were back and forth in a series. I think we were down. They had 3 to 2. Okay, 3 to 2. We were in the Golden State Warriors territory, their home territory. 2 to 3. I mean, they had 3 to 2. So I was hoping that we would tie the game. We didn't have our superstar, Ja Morant, either at that time. So we were already down one person, Ja Morant. But we were doing pretty good without Ja Morant that game. We were doing excellent. We were in the lead. We were supposed to win that game, that very crucial game, so we could have tied up the series and came back to Memphis. We did not do well. The reason we didn't do well was because the Dylan Brooks was wanting to be the superstar on the team when Ja was out. So what Dylan would do, every time Dylan Brooks would get the ball, instead of him sticking to his role as the defensive and the, I will say, Dylan is a great inside shooter, in the bucket shooter. If he drives the ball inside the paint, tank, pipe, whatever you call it. But for this specific game, every time he got the ball, he was wanting to shoot threes. Was he making them? No. So, we were winning that game. We were winning that game. Until Dylan started wanting to be the superstar and thinking that he was going to make all the threes that he was trying to shoot. That caused us to lose that game, and we eventually lost that series. So ever since then, I have not really had a thing for Dylan Brooks. Like, the whole city of Memphis was mad at Dylan Brooks, and I was a part of that mad posse on Dylan Brooks from last year. I tried to give him a chance this year. I did. But he has proven again, Dylan Brooks is going to do what Dylan Brooks does. Hashtag, he has an ego. An ego that is not needed for him specifically. Because one thing that currently has happened this year, in the playoffs again, Dylan Brooks is the player. Instead of him honing in on his skills that he was hired for as the defensive player, because he is a great defender when he's only doing his defense playing. Yes, Dylan is amazing at doing defense. I'm going to give him his kudos there. But as a three-point shooter, no. Absolutely not. And that's literally, during a playoff series, again, just like last year, every time he got the ball, he would make one or two threes. Then all of a sudden, for the rest of the game, anytime he get the ball, he try to make a three, and he misses them. So I came up with a name for him, Dylan Brooks, because literally, he cannot shoot the ball when he makes stupid decisions with the ball. Instead of him, you know, making one three, then trying to make another one, missing that one, then realizing in his mind that maybe he should stop trying to shoot threes and go in the paint, because they were leaving him open. They were not sticking defense on Dylan. They were sticking defense on Ja Morant and Desmond Bane and the other players. Dylan literally had a straight shot to the goal. But no, instead of him doing that, he literally tried to make a three, and it was not going in. Wasn't going in. Not only that, Dylan Brooks was talking a lot of talk, a lot of crap to the LA Lakers, to LeBron James, although I can't stand LeBron James. The whole deal is, if you're going to talk crap, you got to back it up. If you're going to talk crap, back it up. Dylan Brooks was not able to do that. He was not. So, soon as the season ends and the players are doing their exit interviews, the whole Dylan era started tumbling down as it should have been done since last season. See, the thing is, he is so in his head that he is a three-pointer. He even said this, was caught saying this on an interview or wherever he was, but this was documented. Dylan said, I want to be a 3-and-D guy. So meaning, he wanted to be a three-pointer and a defensive player at the same time. Well, if you're going to be a three-point player, you have to shoot 3 points consistently. If you don't shoot 3 points consistently, you are, sorry to tell you, but you're not a three-point player. You're just not a three-point player. And you need to realize you're not a three-point player. Meaning, hashtag stop trying to shoot threes when you're not a player. You were, again, hired as the defense. He was hired as the defense guru for the Grizzlies. No, he wanted to keep shooting threes, and he did exactly that. So, eventually, the Grizzlies management finally decided they were going to let him go. And I'm happy they did. Because, again, all he wanted to do was be a 3-and-D guy instead of being the defense and inside the paint player. No, he wanted to be a 3-and-D guy. So, guess what? His ego was set on him doing that. His ego was set on him saying, oh, I just want to shoot threes and stick defense. That's all I want to do. I don't want to just do defense at all. I just want to do 3 and D. I just want to shoot threes and do defense. Even though I'm not going to make all my threes, I'm going to keep trying. Because there were even a time when he said, what did he say? He was like, one of these games, I'm going to make 3 for 4, 3 or 4 threes. No, that should not be your goal. In the playoffs, you need to stick to your role as a defense player. He didn't do that because, as he said, I'm going to make 3 or 4 threes during a game. That's what he said. So in his mind, he was thinking about himself. He was not thinking about the team. He was not thinking about helping the team make it through that Lakers playoff series. Again, as he said, I'm going to, one of these games, I'm going to do 3 or 4 threes. Well, it's not about just you. It was not about just him. But in his mind, he was on a mission to make 3 or 4 threes. Guess what? Throughout the whole series, that did not happen. And he kept trying and trying. He was self-centered. His ego mind of him being the 3 and D player, he was in his mind the whole time. And you would think, as I said, a normal person, if I'm not making threes consistently, I'm not going to keep making those same errors and mistakes. I'm going to try something else. As I said, the other team was not sticking defense on him like that. They just were not. They were sticking defense on Ja and the other players. Dylan Brooks literally had several times to just straight up take it to the paint and make the shot, which is he always would make the inside shots. No. In his mind, he wanted to keep trying to shoot these threes that he was not making. Which caused us to lose this first round series. And come to find out, also when they let him go, he wanted $24 million every year from the Grizzlies. Because again, he wanted to be the 3-and-D guy. He wanted to be the superstar that he wasn't. When he should have just been the defense star that he was. He has talent as a defensive player, not as a shooter. I'm just sorry, but you can't be something that you're not. You can try, and if it doesn't work, keep trying, but don't do it to where you're going to mess up the whole team. Mojo and Groove. Because you want to do something that you were not paid to do. And come to find out, the Grizzlies also extended early on the season, offered him 2 extended contracts, but he shut them down. Because again, come to find out, at the very end, after he was let go from the Grizzlies, everything started coming out. And he was like, he wanted to be a 3 and defense guy. And the Grizzlies, the management were like, no, you're not going to do that. We did not hire you to do that this time. So because you don't want to do what we hired you for, we're going to let you go. And they did exactly that. Now, here is the motivation out of all of that. I did my little Dylan Brooks spiel. You understand why I don't like him. Because he cannot keep his head in the game. His ego is too big. Now, here's the DJ B-Wise motivation of this, because it's 12 minutes. I don't want to wrap it up by 20. So the lesson learned from this, from DJ B-Wise, here is DJ B-Wise's take on that. If your ego, it's good to have an ego. It's good to have an ego. But at the same time, don't let your ego mess up your coins. Because guess what? Dylan Brooks has not even been picked up by another team yet. There's rumors that he may go to Miami Heat, or he may have to go out of the country to play basketball again. Because guess what? Because of all the trash talking he was doing during the playoff series, during a year, because he talked a lot of trash, but he couldn't walk his walk. Because of that, him not actually making the threes, him not sticking to his defensive role, other teams really don't want him because they see exactly what he's about. His ego and his image shows he's a trash talker and he's not a good three-pointer and he does not stick to his role. Do he think other teams are going to want to pick him up? See, his ego potentially messed him up for his coins in the USA. Because he was so stuck on trying to be the three-point shooter and defense player at the same time that he messed himself up. He wasn't honing on his skills. Because if I was Dylan Brooks, I would have been working this season. Since I didn't have a contract extension already, I would have been honing my skill and basically making a reel for myself as being the defense. I would have been sticking to my role so I can have a backup plan if I wasn't signed back with the team. So this whole season, he should have been focusing on his defense, being a defense guru that he is. And he should have stuck to that the whole season. So he would have easily been able to been picked up by another team. But no, because his ego was too high, because he didn't do that, because he didn't stick to defense and he wanted to keep shooting threes on threes on threes on threes and miss and miss and miss, he potentially messed himself up from getting an extension with the Grizzlies, potentially getting more money from another team, potentially being the best he can be with another team. Because he is so in his ego mind that he is the greatest at threes and he wants to do threes. Sometimes what we want, we can't get. Definitely when you're in a professional field and you're on a contract life with a sports, in sports, they hire you for defense. You have to hone your skills that you're hired for. In the offseason, it is your time to practice. And maybe during the offseason, he should have been working on threes more. So he could have got better. But during a season, you're supposed to do your role as a defense player. You're on defense, not offense. He was not on offense. He was on defense. He should have stuck to his defense. So I just say all that to the background story on Dylan. If you see what I'm coming from, his egoed mind got him let go because he didn't want to do nothing but be a three-pointer and a defense player at the same time. But the Grizzlies wanted him to do defense only. He didn't want to do that. So they let him go. I said it all that to say, athletes, people, don't let your ego stop you from your money. If you're hired for something, a role on a team, at a company, do that role. Hone your skills that you're skilled in. Do not try to go above and beyond. And definitely do not do that if you're not good at the other side that you're not hired for in the first place. Because you can mess your whole career up because you're so in your mind that I know I can do this. I'm the best. I don't want to do nothing else but this. I don't want to try anything else. I want to do what I want to do. I want to do what I want to do. And if I don't do what I want to do, I'm not going to do anything else because I want to do what I want to do. And I'm going to keep doing what I want to do to the very end. That's going to get you messed up. You think your boss is going to want to keep dealing with you when you wanted to do what you want to do the whole entire time? You're not listening to what they want you to do. You're not following the contract that says your defense, you need to do defense. You don't need to do offense. You just think that you're going to do that and it's going to be okay. That is not the case at all. No, absolutely not. It is not. Your ego can get you messed up. If you let your ego keep, your ego can mess you up from your money, just like it's done for Dylan Brooks. Athletes, don't let your egos get to your coins, to your pockets, to your money, because it can happen. Look at Dylan Brooks' situation. Research, look up Dylan Brooks. Look up his three-point shot percentage. And you will see why they didn't let him back. Because again, his ego was too high. So I want you all to take from this, DJ Be Wise, and take from this conversation about don't let your egos mess up your coins. As I said, people, athletes, people, don't let your ego mess up your money. Because it can. And it will if you allow it to. It's all about money, your job, your career. If you're not, I'm sorry to say, but if you're not good at something and you weren't hired to do that, don't do that. Perfect what you're good at instead of perfecting what, trying to perfect what you're not good at. You can practice it what you're not good at, but if it's money and your job is involved, do what you're hired for. So my end message to you all is, people, do not let your ego mess up your money or your coins. Don't. That's it. That was your DJ Be Wise motivation. I mean, keep it real moment. Don't let your ego mess up your coins in regards to Dylan Brooks' situation. I will be back for my next podcast talking about, I'll be giving my take on this whole thing with the Ja Morant thing and the Memphis Grizzlies. Stay tuned. That one will come out next Saturday. I hope you all are doing well, and I promise you, I am back in business. I am back, I promise. It's going to be some motivation, because I feel that we all need some motivation again in this world. So DJ Be Wise will be back. I hope you have a great rest of your weekend, your week, your year. This year is really going by fast, people. It's already May. Wow. Stay tuned. I'm out of here. Be easy, be kind, and keep living your life.